Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels all the time on all of your mobile devices. Take All Digital Radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching All Digital Radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today.
Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
So you're a tough guy.
We're not bad. No, but CB, you should be proud. 2 weeks in a row, it is the new theme. I got rid of that record scratch for you last week. And
thank you. I'm just wondering when these people are going to complain about copyright or whatever it is.
They won't. Adam's cool with it. But that doesn't mean his label. See, that's the thing. Adam could be cool with us using this, but his label is a whole different story. So they can claim copyright, and they probably will. I'll see when I upload to YouTube.
Eventually.
But I found out I can actually – it doesn't affect me because – I'm not monetizing my channel. So I actually could have left the old guys in it. But I actually like this. And I like that we're promoting Adam. And Adam has, you know, liked a bunch of my posts that I've reshared. So Adam's cool. I like Adam's version.
I could always write a new song and ask him to record it like we did for Idol Radio.
You and I have to talk
about
that.
I got Amelia doing that one.
And you and I do actually have to talk about that on the after show, because I do need something done from either Amelia, Emily, or possibly Adam. And it is a big ask, but it'll only take them maybe 20 minutes. But remind
me. What
about
Lovey?
Or Lovey. Somebody. We've got to remind me on that.
Or Joey.
Yeah. I love Joey to death, but sometimes I think her political.
I could get Sarah Nimitz to do it, although she wasn't on Idol.
We'll talk. We'll talk after show.
Sarah and I talk now and then.
Okay, we'll talk.
Okay.
Oh, I know who else I could get, too.
All right. You ready?
Aubrey
Logan. I'll do it. What is it?
Aubrey Logan.
We don't want to hear you sing.
That's true.
I'm ready. I'm always ready for this.
Well,
this
is Off the Hook Radio. Okay. All right. Well, welcome to Off the Hook Radio for January 20th.
2020. Fuck it up!
We love you, Bubba Wawa. Oh, shit. Happy Martin Luther King Day. He's a great man.
Which kind
man.
Of a tree do you want to be?
I don't know. I want to be a Martin Luther King tree.
Hold on, hold on.
2020.
There you go. One more time, just because.
Because we can.
Because we can. Because we control
it. We don't care.
That's right.
I don't think there's... Yeah, we're going to get a copyright infringement from ABC.
Barbara Walters. I'm going to. I'm going to message you at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I just got a notification on my phone. Barbara Walters.
You used 1 second of Barbara Walters without... Hey, actually, if it's under 5 seconds, I don't think there's anything...
No, that doesn't... That really doesn't apply anymore. That's completely... That is...
Those are the older
ones.
It does
and it doesn't. I've read a whole course on what, you know, podcasts and what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And you're pretty much not allowed to do friggin' anything with music. Even, like I said, Adam can say it's fine. Oh, yeah. But his label, it's a whole different story. There was a I don't remember who, but a DJ. He had a band in his studio and he asked him, "Hey, can you guys play some, you know, live?" Yeah, we'll play. They played like 2 or 3 songs. Yeah, well, they got in trouble because the label was pissed because they weren't allowed to do that. So, you know, you got to be careful anymore. If you're a podcaster listening to our show, watch what you play. Don't, you know.
2020.
And there we go. I'm going to get another copyright notice. Fuck!
You're going to get about 8 of them so far.
That's all right. That's not whatever.
He's been handling the lawyer crap ever since we went on the air.
I've been handling the lawyer.
Remember we started Farmville Rant. We got lawyer letters.
No, I got one before that when I got sued by American Idol for $25 million. That was
American Idol tried.
Did you pay?
No.
Did they settle out of court?
Yes. I was on the phone with a lawyer 15 minutes after I opened the certified letter that was delivered to me by a lawyer. And I about shit my pants. And it was literally for $25 million is what I was being sued for. So... Yes, thank you.
And what does Simon have to say about that?
I don't have Simon on the board yet, so...
Oh, okay. All right, that's for the other show.
Yeah, I'm still got to read.
All right. Well,
you get
anyway.
In trouble for that.
You probably will. I'll get a copyright infringement for using Simon on the show.
But it is Martin Luther King Day. It's his birthday was on January 15th. He would have been 91. Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody. He's a great man, solid Republican. Sorry, snowflakes, but he was. tomorrow is the start of the culmination of Trump derangement syndrome.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not. The fake impeachment brought to you by the fake American politicians. It is insane, but so are they. And we have to sit through this shit because now it's deemed news. I hope you all are pissed and remember this crap in November. This is the apex of our "Why Liberals Can Never Have Power Again" segment. Now, the problem is Fat Jerry and Pencil Neck Schiff. The reason I'm going to watch it is to watch them get their asses handed to them. They are going to be
hopefully
so,
they do.
Oh, they will. They are going to get torn apart. Trump's got a dream team of lawyers. You don't even need half of them to tear these two losers apart. But McConnell's even put a kill switch into the rules. I was reading about this a couple hours ago. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, the turtle, he's now including a kill switch, effectively allows for the president's legal team to seek an immediate verdict or dismissal of the case should Democrats engage in any of the shenanigans like they did in the House when they were drumming up all this bullshit in the first place. So basically, if they try and grandstand... I mean, the case is airtight, Fat Jerry, who hasn't seen his dick in 50 years, said the other day. Jerry Nadler. He's the only guy I know can lose 150 pounds, still can't see his weenie. But... and Pencil Neck Schiff, I mean, we know about this. It's a Russian collusion. Well, you didn't charge him with Russian collusion. The only person who colluded with Russia was Democrats. I've said this before in the show. It bears repeating now for anybody who hasn't heard it before. Whatever the left is accusing the right of doing is exactly what they themselves are already doing. That's how they deflect attention. That's how they get the media to get on their side and run with their bullshit. Okay? Hillary paid for the dossier. Mueller cleared him. It wasn't good enough. Now we have a call with the Ukrainian prime minister. He refused to follow what Congress told him to do. Office of Management, or the what is it? The general.
GAO.
Yeah, the
General Accounting Office
said he violated the law. Okay, and how many times did the General Accounting Office say Obama violated the law? Seven. God, did you impeach Obama? Shut up! I mean, he held it up for what? 39 days or something? It wasn't that long. But it's our taxpayer money, and that's what we elected Trump to do. To quit pissing away our taxpayer money on things that don't fucking matter.
Well, he's done that. I mean,
I saw this other guy. He's a left-wing writer who thinks he knows everything. He did a tweet the morning after the election in 2016 saying the stock market was at 16,300 or something like that. He said he liquidated both his children's educational accounts from the stock market because he knows it's going to go to hell with that crazy asshole Trump as president.
Oops.
Yeah, the stock market's at 29,000 plus. So, Dickface, you missed about an 82% run up in 3 years.
Can I ask a question? I'm not stock market smart at all, and you two guys are extremely knowledgeable in this. Yeah, but you'll be able to answer this question because
I'm an educated amateur.
Is the number that the stock market's at, is that really a true reflective number, or is that a cushioned number?
Well, there's a lot of numbers.
But the
Dow Jones Industrial Average is an average of the stocks that are on the Dow Jones. That's actually
30.
If you wanted to buy the 30 stocks on the Dow Jones, it would cost you $29,000.
Yes, but you do know that there's things in place like the plunge protection team when stock markets plunge and there's a circuit breaker on it.
Yeah,
they do all sorts of things. That's to because everything's the market.
Everything's computer trading now.
I know.
And if you have a super fast internet connection, and you're relatively close to Wall Street, you the nanoseconds that you save executing trades can make you millions of dollars in a year, and there are
absolutely
people doing that all the time.
Right, and I know.
Is
that
it right? You know, it is what it is. It doesn't bother me, but if some politician wanted to, you know, find an effective way to fix it, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I just feel that the stock...
There's more money in the NASDAQ anyway. The NASDAQ is the high-tech That's where our economy runs off of.
Which one?
Dow Jones Industrial Average is what everybody uses, but the Nasdaq's where all the money is.
Yeah, I mean, okay. There's various stock market indices made up of various groups of stock. As Zip said, the Dow Jones Industrial is 30, what is supposed to be representative of the U.S. economy. That's why you'll see stocks move in and out. I mean, for example, U.S. Steel got dropped years ago because steel was no longer a major part of the U.S. economy, not like it was, say, in 1950.
And we talked about this one time, too. Amazon, right. They were looking at Amazon to put them on the Dow, get them out of NASDAQ, put them on the Dow. But the problem is Amazon stock was at $2,000 now. It's around $1,800 now, but it's still kicking ass. If Amazon went on the Dow and they pops one of the lower performers off, Amazon would have to do like a 10-for-1 stock split so they weren't an outrageous out of proportion influence on what the Dow Jones Industrial Average is. So that's the reason they're not on there yet, because Bezos doesn't want to do a 10-for-1 stock split.
Right.
If he did, they'd be on the Dow tomorrow.
My biggest concern, and again, a lot of this is because I am naive and I don't understand it, but I just feel like, to me, that the numbers in the stock market are so super inflated that when we do end up having the next big crash, it's going to be bigger than people actually think because of how super inflated the numbers really are.
Now, you used to worry about earnings ratios and things like that. And, you know, stocks were trading at a 14 or 15 to 1 to earnings ratio. People go, oh, that's an inflated stock. Well, look at like Elon Musk.
It depends on the market.
Look at Tesla. Okay, Tesla is worth more than GM.
Dude, you see what Elon is
And they hardly make any cars.
And they don't make any profit.
Their ratio is incalculable because
the profit's negative.
Yeah.
You know what? Elon doesn't care about the Tesla because his big thing is the Mars expedition. I mean, this guy, I read an article about him. He wants to be sending – he wants to build a fleet of 1,000 starships over the next 10 years able to – I mean, this guy is – you're going to be able to –
I still think Bezos is going to kick his ass.
I don't know. You can sign up.
Bezos has real money.
He's gonna set it up so if you want to go to Mars and live on Mars and work, you can actually take
volunteer Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and Jerry Nadler for the first Mars expedition.
Don't forget Whoopi Goldberg.
Nah, she's harmless.
She was gonna leave too.
Mophead. She's
a whole bunch of them were gonna leave.
Send them to Mars.
You see when she dyed her braids all white?
I saw that.
Did she really?
Yeah, she looked like a fucking mop.
Oh my God.
It was funny, but I don't have a big problem with Whoopi. She's I know she's an outspoken lefty, but she's not evil. Joy Behar is evil,
and she was great in Sister Act.
Yeah, she was great in Sister Act.
Yeah, she was. That was a good movie. I watched that every time it comes on.
And when she did stand up and shit, she made me laugh. So she's all right. She's all right with me. But hey, back to this impeachment thing. The Republicans on the House side, they were essentially powerless to stop the Democrats' shenanigans, you know, like secret hearings and leaks to CNN and MSNBC about what they might have said. They couldn't stop it in the House, okay, because they were in the minority, which, you know, thanks America for fucking up 2018. But they warned the Senate Republicans to be on the lookout for Schiff's gamesmanship and that kind of thing. So the Senate leadership, there's not enough votes yet to dismiss the charges. But as soon as the lawyers get done questioning Schiff and Nadler and whoever else has enough balls to stand at the microphone on behalf of the House Democrats, it'll be all over. I mean, it's crap. We all know it's crap. We're tired of the crap. And, you know, look. Biden's going to now, but this is all done. This was timed so that Biden would win Iowa because they don't want crazy Bernie or Pocahontas to get the nomination. So, let Biden have the nomination. I'm okay with that. You know, we're going to get 77-year-old senile, low energy Biden who can't remember what fucking state he's in up against Trump, who's actually accomplished shit. Has his mind works wicked fast. He sets people up, and he speaks in about a ninth grade level. Americans can understand what the hell Trump's saying. Biden's going to start quoting crap from 30 years ago, and when I did this, and blah 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 blah, and black people like me. It's not going to help you. You know, Trump's polling in the mid 20s with black Americans. Okay. If Trump gets anywhere near mid-20s with black Americans in the next election, the landslide that everybody says can't happen just might. So, fuck you. But we got to put up with this crap. So now we're not going to be able to watch, like, you know, The Five and all that kind of stuff. But I will watch it on Wednesday and Thursday, I guess, just for entertainment value because I just want to see Schiff be totally embarrassed. And he will be. Any reason not to think so?
No, it's going to be a fun thing to watch.
Yeah, I love Schumer. Oh yeah, every Democrat who's talking about who was around when Clinton got impeached is on the exact opposite side of what their position was 22 years ago.
Yeah, but that's always the case.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're all hypocrites.
Look, Clinton actually broke the law.
I know, Clinton, he lied to Congress.
He lied to Congress. He lied to the judge.
Can you imagine if Nixon...
He got caught, and, you know, there actually was criminal activity there. And Republicans were in control, and they didn't vote to throw him out. Okay? There's nothing to this at all, except for they're still mad he beat Kankles. That's it. He beat Kankles, and he's getting shit done. See, this is the point you have to understand, people, is that the Democrats going after Trump means they're going after all of you, because they don't like that America's doing well without them. It's fucking driving them crazy. They're insane. We're doing good. Economic numbers are fantastic. What would happen if they actually cooperated with Trump? Trump would give in to them on infrastructure stuff. He would give them crap, but they fight him about everything. And, you know, 3 years of this crap, I don't blame Trump for being a little pissed off. I really don't.
Well, and it's not going to get any better for him. If he wins, it's not going to get any better. Sure. It's only going to get worse unless
the House,
we have
the House
a huge
flip back.
That's what I was going to say. Unless we have a huge shakeup in the House with
it doesn't
420
have to be
some seats open, or 418 seats.
435.
Open. 435. Is there 435? Okay. And there's how many seats total?
435
total.
Oh, they're all open. Every single
they
one.
All
that's
come
right.
up
every 2 years. Every 2 years.
Oh, okay. See, I thought there was still a couple.
One third of the Senate.
Nope. Yeah, one third of the Senate is every.
That's what it was. Okay,
it's every 2 years.
Yeah,
sorry,
so
I'm a little.
34 Senate seats open, all House seats open, and they only need to flip like 21. And if they nominate Biden, it's going to be a friggin' joke. And these people out in the streets with their pussy hats yesterday and stuff, marching up and down, protesting and everything, and then today in Virginia, which flipped blue in 2018 again, thanks America, you assholes. This is what happens. California and Virginia are perfect examples of what happens when you have complete Democratic control of a state. California, they're letting all the illegals in, they're hiding all the illegal criminals from getting shipped out, they're hiding them from ICE, from going to jail, serving federal time and everything else. And in Virginia, the blackface let's kill a baby after it's born governor was all worried about the big gun rally that they have every freaking year this time in Richmond. Oh, it's going to be horrible. There's going to be right-wing mobs. There's going to be white supremacists. It's going to be Charlottesville times 50. Oh, we got to call out the National Guard. We got to protect the citizens of Virginia. No. The people that protect Virginia are the people that showed up at the fucking rally. Antifa was going to raise hell there. There was only one arrest today, and it was an Antifa member, right, Slim?
Yes, one. That was it. There was
one
simple arrest, and that was because they would not remove their mask or their face, and there is a law in the Commonwealth.
But the media's going, things are tense in Virginia today. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. There was tens of thousands of American citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights, carrying their guns around and shit like they're allowed to do, protesting that these guys are trying to outlaw hand-to-hand combat, guns, ARs, everything, because it's a blue state now, and that's how we like it. We want you to depend on us for everything. No, if the government says, give us your guns, that's when you're going to need them. That's when you're going to freaking need them. And all those tens of thousands of people walking around with their AR, I saw one asshole with an M50, okay? Yeah, I'm serious. The guy had a fucking M50. You know, and if you don't know what an M15 is, a 50 is, look it up. Okay.
Now,
but this is the gun snipers use to kill ragheads, terrorists in Afghanistan from a mile and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
and,
are these
and,
guys?
But the media.
You can use it to take out a tank.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The media is like, this is going to be horrible. This is terrible. There's going to be violence. There is no violence, because law-abiding citizens carrying guns is what law-abiding citizens do. They're law-abiding citizens.
One of our good friends who will remain nameless, but posted to Facebook, who was there at the rally, said, could you imagine if someone dropped a package of firecrackers into that crowd? Now, here's what I want to know. The governor signed this executive order that banned all firearms from the Capitol, and we saw pictures before this whole rally.
A temporary ban.
A temporary ban until 5 o'clock. I think it was 5 o'clock.
There's nothing you can do about the 40,000 people showed up today with their guns out.
Well, that's but that's my question. We saw pictures before the rally happened, or at least I did, all over about how they had fenced off all these areas and this and that. Were people that the fenced off areas was supposed to be the Capitol grounds that no guns were allowed? Did people get inside those fence with the guns as well?
I doubt it. Why would they? They're law-abiding citizens. If that was the rule, asshole put in place,
they followed. I just wanted to clarify that.
And some guy with a billboard made a point too. What'd that billboard say?
Epstein did not kill himself.
Can't go anywhere without it.
That was the best part of the whole rally, in my opinion.
The other huge story that's out there involves the British royal family and Princess Harriet. You know, he's withdrawing. Him and his wife are withdrawing from the royal family because he wants to cash in on the fact that he is a royal and he's married to the Hollywood woman. But I don't care what kind of money he makes. I don't care how left wing his attitude is. The Queen wasn't thrilled about him marrying this woman. His brother obviously wasn't thrilled about him marrying this woman, but he married her anyway. And Harry went through a lot of women. Harry was a busy boy.
Well, but were all those women royalty before her?
No, but the other, they were British subjects, and some of them had.
Diana was.
Some of them were from families of title, so it was more proper for him to marry one of them than an American. But I just gotta say this to Harriet. Listen to me, Princess Harriet. Meghan Markle is an attractive woman, but seriously, dude, she's older than you. She's an American. She was previously married. That didn't work too good. And there's just no way the pussy's that good to be giving up being a friggin' prince. And this lame, we want to escape the media pressure. That's dumb as fuck, too. You're going to move with an American to Canada. So let's see. Now, instead of just the British press, which is pretty respectful to the royal family, you add the Canadian press and the American press hounding you. You know, what's that TV show with the gay guy I like? He runs it. TMZ.
Oh, God.
TMZ? Come on. TMZ is going to be camped out 24/7 everywhere you are. Okay? They're going to be hounding you every single minute of every single day of your life. You think you're getting peace getting out of the royal family? You're not going to be getting peace. Your life's going to be worse. And let me give you this advice.
Maybe, but maybe no one will care.
If you and Miss Meghan drive through any tunnels in Toronto, please wear your seatbelt. That's all I got to say.
Not originally.
I toned it down a little.
Yes, you did.
But you get my drift, don't you, Princess?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, National Enquirer will be camped out on their doorstep. They love things like the Royals.
Now, I asked you guys this in pre-show, but let's ask it on the regular show, too, so our, you know, anybody that may be curious.
The NSA listens to the pre-show.
Yeah, that's true. It was reported that they're going to have to repay the money for the cottage,
that's negotiations.
And now there would never be a chance that they'd have to pay for the royal wedding, correct? I mean, that's...
No.
Okay, repay the monies.
No, it's quite frankly,
so are the renovations. The renovations are over and done too.
Well, you got to remember, she's already got a deal with Disney coming up, and Bob Iger is a big liberal. He's going to pay them lots of money. They probably could afford to pay for the Frogmore renovations, but she never wants to move back to Frogmore. So
that should have. I'm sorry, but that should have been everybody's first clue that they were going to pull away or do not as much, because I read an article about how this, you know, you don't move away from wherever it is that they all kind of, you know, they moved quite a distance away, and that was
Frogmore Cottage is a little bit of a ways away, yes.
Yeah. It just was a surprise. From what I read, it was a surprising move that they moved there in the first place. So maybe that was the first key that they were going to step back. Now, they are not allowed to use their – or they're not going to. I think they're not allowed. They cannot use their official titles. They are the
– They're not allowed. They're not going to be His Royal Highness Highnesses anymore. But my understanding is that the last part of the deal – was that when he is in England, he's still going to be considered a prince, so that he doesn't have to bow to his nieces and nephews.
Yes, and he is a duke and she is a duchess.
Yeah, that's all they are, duke and duchess.
That's their titles, are dukes and duchess. Yeah. So I can become a duke or a duch for $75.
I'm already an alien king. The ocean. So I don't care. I got them all outranked.
I'm a Jedi, so. See, hey, he's a Jedi priest.
Yep.
We got a.
Mine, big... too. I just didn't pay for it.
I paid for mine. I'm a better priest than you.
I know you are. I know.
It's a big sports weekend. At least on Sunday it was this week.
Yes.
Liverpool kicked ass again, and we saw the two championship games. Kansas City and San Francisco are going to the Super Bowl. But the best football story of the week.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? I don't pay attention.
Kansas City and the 49ers.
Oh, okay. How long has it been since either one of them have been there?
San Francisco, 15 years, something like that.
50 years for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. Unfortunately, I was alive last time they were here.
I was alive the first Kansas City Super Bowl.
They were matriculating the ball up and down the field.
Yeah. And we were having a discussion Sunday afternoon. Was anybody still left alive who was on that team from Kansas City 50 years ago? Yeah. And you said you found one.
No, I said there's quite a few of them. And Bobby Bell was there at the Lamar Hunt Trophy presentation.
No, I get that. But I'm just thinking that they'd be in their early to mid-70s at the best.
Yes.
And NFL players don't live that long.
Well, Bobby Bell does.
Yeah,
but he's a lot in the of Hall of don't. Fame too. So,
I mean, how many NFL players have you heard, especially back in the, you know, 60s and 70s that died when they're 50s?
Not Aaron Hernandez.
Nope. He was in his 20s.
He didn't make it. But, you know. Anyway, the best football story of the week had nothing to do with the football games or the weekend.
Aww.
No, it's a story that our dear friend C.B. Snow found this week.
And just it's for
one,
Slim.
And it's one that might interest Slim. The State Medical Board of Ohio, and if you're a football fan, you're going to get this is a funny headline. State Medical Board of Ohio to consider if being a Browns or Bengals fan qualifies for medical marijuana use.
And they actually have to make a decision on this. This is what is so cool.
Really? It's one of those that awesome. They have to?
Yeah, there was enough interest in it. There's a petition or whatever it is that you had to do to get it on this particular list, and there's like 200 and something things that are on this list, and one of them is being a Browns or Bengals fan. So they actually are going to have to sit down and make a decision on it.
Yeah, well, they went like 8-24 this year, and you know, if your home state teams go 8-24. The only way you're going to watch a game is if you can doobie up.
Can you imagine if this were to pass by some fluke?
Well, being a Browns or Bengal fan was one of the 28 conditions submitted to the State Medical Board during the 2019 petition window. Number one was anxiety. Number two was anxiety.
Same thing.
Number three is anxiety or depression. Number four is anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder. Number five was anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, and arthritis. Hey, I got that! Six was Asperger's. Seven, autism. Eight, autism. Nine, autism. 10, Bengals-Browns fan. It was 10th out of 28! That's pretty high up there, I thought.
I know. They're going to have to seriously consider this.
It's ahead of diabetes, hypoglycemia, and concussions. It's ahead of Epstein-Barr syndrome. It's ahead of HIV.
It's ahead of Epstein didn't kill himself.
It's ahead of insomnia, lupus. Oh, it's ahead of PTSD, panic attacks. It's ahead of stage 4 breast cancer, for God's sake. Oh, it's got to be sad being a Browns or Bengals fan. And next year, the Bengals fans are really going to need it, because a lot of these symptoms are going to kick in for them, because they're going to draft Joe Burrow, the Heisman Trophy national championship winning quarterback that Ohio State didn't think was good enough to play for them, who went to LSU and kicked ass for two seasons and won all the awards. Every time a Heisman Trophy winner gets into the playoffs, they lose. Not Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow went out and he kicked the shit out of Oklahoma, then he kicked the shit out of Clemson. And he set all kinds of friggin' records. Most passing touchdowns, most total touchdowns, completion percentage, all kinds of things. He's going to be the number one draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals. And those fans are going to get all hyped up. The Messiah has come to Cincinnati.
He's going to have a rough first year.
His name is Joe Burrow. And then when they're 2-14 next year, they're going to need the weed, people. They're going to need the weed.
Yeah.
And the Browns, they hired Stefanik from Minnesota to replace Kitchen after only 1 year. And it was funny because it came down to Stefanik and Kitchen. Those were the top two guys last year. And they hired Kitchen, then they fired Kitchen, and then Stefanik said, can we have a do-over?
I wonder how much they had to sweeten the pot for.
We really meant to hire you.
Yeah. We had the wrong number. We're sorry. We faxed the contract to the wrong place.
Yeah, even though Stefanik was an OC and making $750,000 a year, you know damn well he said, well, you know, the $2.5 or $3 million slave wages you're paying Kitchen ain't going to cut it now. You know he got a Mike McCarthy kind of contract.
I'm sure he crowbarred a few more dollars out of him.
Yeah, I'll bet you he got 50 over 5. That's what I'm thinking. At least 40. I mean, you got to put up with Odell Beckham Jr. That alone's worth another 10 mil.
I don't know. There's divas on every team.
Oh, yeah. But Odell's great receiver, total diva. But anyway. Okay, we're skipping the snow story, huh? Okay.
No, wait, hold on. We have a. Hold on. I just got something.
Good afternoon, Walmart customers. If you may have your attention, please. Will Mr. Clinton Hill-Gepstein meet your party at the grocery entrance? Mr. Clinton Hill-Gepstein, please go to grocery entrance to meet with your party.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Clinton killed Epstein. Please meet your guardian.
Clinton killed Epstein. That's what I thought you said. I was like, couldn't believe it.
What a Mr. Clinton killed
They got
Epstein.
Some woman to actually say that over
yes,
a PA system.
They did.
That's like, harkens back to Porky's when they got the woman at the drive thru to say, is Michael Hunt here? Has anyone seen Mike Hunt? Mike Hunt, are you here? My cunt is missing.
Yeah, they definitely got a Walmart lady to do that.
Clinton killed Epstein. Okay, there you go. All right. Moving on to other things that are insane. I don't know. Well, we are. But that's why we love it. Burt Ward, who played Robin on the Batman series back in the 60s on TV with Adam West, finally got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Good for
just
him.
Recently, age 74.
Jesus.
Why isn't
he doesn't have the spandex on anymore?
Well, the show was only on for 3 years. He didn't do a whole lot after that.
Oh.
But somehow the event led to this story. Published in the Daily Mail. All the good stuff's in the British papers, man.
It is. We got to get all our best. Over there.
Batman's Burt Ward, 74, claims he was prescribed medication to shrink his manhood as Robin because he was too well endowed for TV.
Because they wore those tight suits, right?
Oh yeah.
Is this of a 74-year-old guy who's no longer 140 pounds? He's gained about 100 since the 60s. If he's that well endowed, he can probably still see his Johnson. So give him that. But Burt Ward received his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame last Thursday. Said he was prescribed medication to shrink his manhood, as he was considered to be too well endowed for television. The 74-year-old told Page Six that his snug outfits didn't go down well with the Catholic League of Decency. There's an oxymoron if I ever heard one.
Yeah, really. Well, they like to pretend.
Yeah. They got a picture of him here in his little outfit with his little green things pulled down kind of low and give him some room. I mean, I don't see any big bulges there.
But that's because the medicine worked.
Then there's that's a picture right. of the chubby Burt Ward with his star. But he said he thought that Robin Hood had a too large a bulge for television. So the studios had Ward see a doctor who gave medication to shrink him up.
Steroids.
Ice cubes.
He said, steroids. I took them for 3 days and I decided they could probably keep me from having children. So I stopped doing that and I just used my cape to cover it.
Well, now someone's going to have to go back and watch all the episodes and see if we can see a well-endowed...
Yeah, but then he's got to diss the dead. Adam West died 3-4 years ago. He said he gloated that Adam West, who played Batman, didn't have the same problem, and they put Turkish towels in his undershorts. So what is it? Too big or too small? Come on.
Yeah, well, Robin's the sidekick. He can't be bigger than Batman.
Good point.
I'm
just saying. I mean,
Adam West died in 2017, so there we go. I was about right. They were really good friends, stayed friends for 50 years. I don't think you would have been really good friends if you were talking about his package in public before he died.
Yeah, but he talked about his package in public after he died.
Hey, he sure as hell did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now, I got one question. Who the hell would make a medicine to shrink it?
Well, it was probably just steroids.
What man have you ever met who said, my dick's just too damn big?
I suppose it could have been steroids.
That would be, I guess. No, you're right. No man wants a smaller penis.
I think they just stuck ice cubes in his shorts.
Why couldn't he just wore like a jock strap and so it tucked
he
it
said
back
he took medicine for 3 days and then quit.
Well, the 3 days wouldn't have done much for changing the size of his penis, I don't think, unless
he used his cape to cover it up. I don't know. Just seems a little too weird for me.
That's why it's off the radio.
It's off the radio.
That's right, right?
That's what I heard.
Yep. Now, we love our military here at Off the Hook Radio. They do amazing things.
Yeah, they got their new Space Force uniforms.
Well, you guys all have your official tail gunner Space Force.
I've worn mine.
I got my dual gunner shirt.
I've worn mine 4 times so far. I love it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I love it.
I liked it for me, and I bought one for everybody.
are we all the same?
Yes, they're all the same.
Okay. No, I just didn't know. I didn't know if there was different. Maybe we were all three of us were on the same. Ship, but we had different.
Well, I think I only got CB a large.
I didn't mean size. I meant are we all the same position?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's what I meant. Okay, we're all the same.
We're gonna have a whole battle fleet, so there'll be a job for all of us. We'll be all right.
All right. Okay.
So anyway, back all to loving our military.
That's the other.
And they do amazing things, and they did something else amazing recently.
This should be in the Guinness Book of World Records, honestly.
Thousands of U.S. soldiers got leave in Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland, a weekend ago. All right? They were there for 4 days participating in the Trident Juncture 18, a NATO-led military exercise. After their drills, the troops reportedly visited the city's downtown bars.
Yay.
6,000 American soldiers drank up all the beer in the entire city in 4 days. Icelandic magazine Visir said the local brewery had to send emergency beer cases to the bars. And they drank
emergency beer cases.
And they drank those too.
This is not a bad thing.
Bar owners reportedly said they never experienced a situation similar to, you never had 6,000 red-blooded American guys and gals. 6,000 of them drank out the whole city.
Do we get a number, any idea of a quantity that they had, or no, not in the article?
No, but
I'm just curious. So, I mean,
a lot.
This is
6,000 guys on leave in three and a half days.
You guys watch. Or you
can,
you,
you,
don't,
can imagine, you can imagine that's at least a case each.
But is it?
I had a friend of mine years ago who was in Korea during peacetime, and that was their main entertainment, was drinking beer, and that's all they did.
Yeah, but see, so, I watch those Alaska shows, and the, you know, where they've got the one little bar in town, and I mean, this is Iceland, okay? There can't be, you know, tons and tons of beer on hand like there would be here in the States, you know, where you've got a distributor right around the corner. I mean, this is Iceland.
Well, I mean, it is
this
a country. I mean, it does have an infrastructure.
No, well, so does Alaska. It's a country and has an infrastructure, too.
It's
but
not
it's
a
not
country. It's a state.
A state, I'm sorry. But it still has got infrastructure. It's, you know.
The population of Reykjavik is 123,000 in 2016.
Oh, it's that big. It's that big. Okay.
123,000. So this was less than 5.
Do you know how Iceland got its name?
5%.
I thought it was a barren country with, like, Alaska with no one.
No. See, the Vikings fooled you.
Yes.
No, my school teacher has fooled me.
The Vikings fooled you because the Vikings discovered not only Iceland, but they also discovered Greenland.
Yes.
Greenland is the snow-capped wasteland. They named Greenland so people would think it was green and it'd go there. And they named Iceland because it was really nice there, and people would stay away.
I apologize.
They got the hot water springs and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm telling you, if less
than 5% of the population added to the city as American soldiers could drink up the entire city's beer in 4 days, I only got one thing to say. Oorah. USA, bitches.
Our 6,000 can outdrink your 125,000.
Easy. It's not even close.
That's crazy now that you've come up with the math of how many, you know, the population, and then, wow. That's crazy.
It's a lot of beer, baby.
Iceland is run by women.
Is it?
Yeah.
So if
they are the only country in the world that threw the banksters in jail after the meltdown in 2009.
So let's do us all a favor. Let's send Nancy Pelosi over there. Maybe she can, you know.
No, send her to Greenland. Tell her it's real nice. They don't shit in the streets like San Francisco. Go there, honey. You know?
They wouldn't want Nancy.
No one wants Nancy Pelosi.
No, there's a lot of rules and regulations to emigrating to Iceland.
I don't.
They have Botox. She'll be okay. Anyway.
Yep, do they have vodka?
Well, apparently not right now.
They gotta have vodka. She's screwed. She wants beer, but vodka, you'd be all right. Hey, we here at Off Hook Radio support Pornhub.
Absolutely.
Even you know, obviously anything, because of their humanitarian work. You know,
of course.
They plowed the snow in Massachusetts, which was very nice of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a couple other reasons. But we found a guy who...
massive reasons.
We found a guy who isn't nearly as supportive as we are. Yeah, this dude is not as supportive as we are.
That's sad.
He sued Pornhub.
What an asshole.
Yeah, he said they make it hard for the deaf to enjoy Pornhub.
If it's hard, don't they enjoy Pornhub?
His name is Yaroslav Soros. He's suing Pornhub for claiming that we've denied it.
Your slab is sore. Okay.
They told Pornhub's vice president told TMZ. See, TMZ's everywhere. They're suing him, claiming they denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to our videos. We don't generally comment on active lawsuits, but we'd like to take this opportunity to point out that we do have a closed caption category. News to me.
Probably for certain videos.
Porn with subtitles.
Odd. Somehow they got to get the grunting, you know.
But he said he shut out of enjoying his favorite naked vids to their full potential and violating federal law in the process. He wants to be a victim. I get it. Yaroslav Soros is a victim. He's got to be a liberal. Trump is not his president. He's suing the popular porn site, claiming he was denied access that others can easily enjoy. According to documents obtained by TMZ, the lack of closed captioning violates his rights under the American with Disabilities Act. Fucking A.
It's
now some of the titles he watched completely lost on the dialogue, because I'm sure the dialogue is the most important part of these titles. Here yes. you go.
It is hot, if you're watching reality.
Hot no. step,
but if you're watching Debbie Does Dallas, who the fuck cares?
Hot step aunt babysits disobedient nephew. he missed the dialogue on that one. I feel bad for him. The other one he missed was sexy cop gets witness to talk.
I'm going to go look this up.
Another one called Daddy 4K. And then Allison comes to talk about money to her boy's naughty father.
Naughty. He was naughty.
He said those in similar situations would shell out dough for their premium subscription, but calls it pointless without closed captioning.
Well, then just stay in the free part.
He wants them to be inclusive. The great thing about TMZ is TMZ puts their attitude in their articles. He's suing them for that plus damages. They reached out for Pornhub for more comment, no word back, except for what they said at the top. And Pornhub adds, this is sort of like buying Playboy for the articles. Touche, TMZ. I get a kick out of TMZ once in a while, though.
Do they actually have closed caption porn?
Oh, probably.
TMZ says they do. It's probably.
You can get anything in this country, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's definitely they're in their. Not that I'm a premium member, but it's definitely in their premium. But again, it's not your full selection. It's going
to
be.
Oh, fuck yeah, daddy! Oh, give it to me, big boy. These are all easy words. You can type this shit real fast.
Yeah, but the problem is that Pornhub is nothing more than people like you or me signing up for an account and uploading porn clips.
I'm already a porn star.
But then, I mean,
I don't want to be there. I've got enough exposure. I'm a porn star in China.
The problem is
I'm you, Joe.
My law teacher told me the first day I took law. You can sue anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place for anything. And now this guy has got a frivolous lawsuit against Pornhub that's going to take up taxpayers' time for a judge to hear, listen, and throw out, because it actually has to go before a judge. It has to. And a judge has to take the time to throw the case out, which is a waste of taxpayers' money. And that's just stupid. I mean, we see more and more of these frivolous, stupid
lawsuits.
Well,
how much taxpayer money are the Democrats wasting with this impeachment nonsense?
Well, a ton. I mean,
comparatively speaking, let them sue.
How much money did they spend on Nancy Pelosi's pens?
$15,000.
Is that what?
That was funny. $15,000, and they misspelled the word United on the other side. That's why they were all placed with just her name on the side. So you couldn't see the other side where the misspelling was.
Can I ask a question? Spent
$15,000 the same day that Trump signed a $2 billion trade deal with a
big pen.
China with a $1.99 Sharpie.
Yeah, or, yeah. Now,
difference
where did
between
you,
a politician asshole and a businessman who knows how to run things?
Who have you? Where did you get the $15,000? Because there's three sets of numbers out there, and that's what I'm curious.
$15,000. I read at two different places. I'm not sure which.
Okay. Because
they were regular news sites.
Right. Well, I read regular news sites too. And one news site said that the pens were $2,025 each, and another news site said.
Well, then it would have been a lot more than $15.
Well, wait. Yeah, here no, there's 30 pens. Here it gets better. One news site actually reported that the pens in total cost $450,000, which I don't think is the case unless they were like gold, which
no.
I mean, it is possible. But I'm thinking the 2025 each was probably the case. And also they're saying that that's the reason why the articles of impeachment were delayed being sent to her is because she was waiting for these special order pens to sign them. And that in itself
They delayed it to help Biden. $15,000 or $30,000, whatever, it doesn't matter. Now, you guys didn't get me this for Christmas, and I'm glad you didn't.
A Harley? I'm still
a Harley?
No, that's for my birthday. That's next week.
Ain't gonna send Lincoln a Harley.
No, but I wanted a candle for my birthday, and I'm glad I didn't get the Gwyneth Paltrow candle because it apparently smells like her vagina, and I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't want to know what her vagina smells like. I'm not sure how making my house smell like tuna would be really a good thing anyway. But I'm still pissed at her that Shakespeare in Love, she showed her little boobies, and it got the Oscar over Saving Private Ryan, which is one of the greatest movies of all time.
First 20 minutes of that film is awesome.
Well, it's awesome if you've got a strong continence. It's very hard.
If you're sitting in your own safe living room, yeah.
It's very hard to watch the first time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, it was hard to watch the second time. About the fifth time I watched it, I was kind of numb to it, but still. Oh, my God. Spielberg's a fucking genius. And, you know, it was a great movie. It was just a great movie. What gets the Oscar? Shakespeare in Love. Oh, fuck you. That's just how screwed up Hollywood is. But yeah, she actually did a candle that she said smelled like her vag. And Slim, you said it sold out everywhere?
It's sold out from wherever. It you can't buy it.
So they sold both of them.
World's going to hell. Absolutely going to hell.
It really kind of has. It's just sad.
Well, I'd like to end the show tonight, though, with some positive news, something good. I want to give a shout-out to Diego, our hero. Diego.
We should all be Diego.
We should. Diego the Giant Tortoise. He's retiring after 40 years. 40 years of fucking other turtles. His high sex drive helped save his entire species.
Now, that's something we could all aspire to. I mean, how many people have you known or will ever know that could save our entire species?
I would volunteer. I'm not sure I could do it, but I'd volunteer.
I'd like to try.
We're all doomed.
The giant tortoise, noted for his robust sex drive, is credited with fathering enough baby tortoises to bring his species back from the brink of extinction. Diego is more than 100 years old. Helped boost his species population from 15 to over 2,000 on Española, an island that's part of the Galapagos. He had been shipped over from the San Diego Zoo as part of a breeding program, and was one of 15 tortoises to take part in the program at the something-something tortoise center. I can't pronounce that shit. Fausto something.
It's somebody's center. Birthday. Don't worry about it.
On the island of Santa Cruz. Now he's finally returning to his land of origin. He's coming back to the United States a hero. He's a god.
I wonder if they're going to have a parade for him.
They decided to end the breeding program after 40 years, showing they met the conservation goals. 40% of the 2,000 tortoises repatriated to Espanola were estimated to be Diego's descendants. You know what that means, though? That means the next five generations of tortoises born on the island are all going to have funny years. So, right, Prince Charles?
Or can you imagine the poor Diego's child support bill?
Somebody in the family. Yeah.
Thank God.
He's a god. He's 100 years old. And he didn't get into the big humping game till he was 60.
You think he wanted to leave?
Or do you think there's hope. Wait, there's hope for both of us. There's hope for both of us. Oh, my God. Diego, you're my hero.
All right, say hi to the kids. We're done. We're out of here.
Hey, Wesley. Hey, LJ.
Hey, we're back next week. It's my birthday. Bring a Harley.
Yeah, we're. And don't forget.
Get your Harley right here.
Podcasts everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere we can stream, we are on. So if you miss a show, you can catch us there.
Unless YouTube catches us again.
Yeah, well, you know. Have a good night.
Bad Boys out.
Bye.